Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Jesus heals many. A meditation for Wednesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And the demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, be with me as I contemplate your word in Scripture. I trust that you will speak with me and increase my faith, hope, and charity. Encountering Christ. 1. The rebuke. The human person was made for wholeness, which ultimately is salvation of our souls and the resurrection of our bodies. Physical illness is a reminder of the imperfection that we continue to face until all is restored and reconciled to God. Only Jesus has the power to restore that which strays from its ultimate purpose. He reveals this by his miracles of nature. Jesus sternly rebuked the fever that plagued Simon's mother-in-law. The power of his word was revealed. What he speaks is as good as done. Jesus, the Logos and Word of God, is the one who created all the laws of nature. Far from contradicting them, he is capable of setting nature upon its right course. The disciples, from his historical time to the present, continue to act in his name, trusting in his power to restore and heal. 2. Humble service. What Jesus had to offer, he did. The crowds continued to come, desiring to be healed. At times, the physical illness that paralyzed the person was accompanied by demons, revealing the intricate connection between body and spirit. When the demons came out, Jesus silenced them, for they were professing that he was the Son of God. He wished to do good, not to attract attention to himself. He did not wish anything to impede him in these moments from healing the sheep without a shepherd. 3. Jesus' mission. The next morning, Jesus went out to a solitary place. He had engaged with the people and yet sought solitude to gather strength for fulfilling the Father's will. While the people wanted him to stay, Jesus seemed to have an internal clock that told him when it was time to move on. His actions were guided by the Father, in step with the Father's salvific and redemptive mission. Jesus knew that more needed to hear the message of the kingdom. He had many seeds to plant before the consummation of his sacrifice out of love for all humanity. And so, he moved on. To this day, Jesus has left his disciples to continue his work. Those who are called must listen and take up the work of healing in his name. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, I come before you like one among the crowd, in need of healing, physically and inwardly. Do with me as you please. Help me also to listen to your call to follow you as a disciple, doing all in your name. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will give thanks for the healers who work in your name and support Setage.
Visit our website at RenumChristi.com.